This is funny, and I know that homophobia is way bigger in other countries, right? Like,
what do you mean?
Like,
there's more people.
The tolerance is different in different areas.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
I've heard Jamaica is not a good place to be gay.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's, like...
strict laws? Or,
yes.
Or people just kind of, like...
Yes.
You know...
Yes.
They don't treat them well.
Very badly.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear it's not a great place. I also heard that about the Philippines, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very Catholic country.
Oh, yeah, big time. Mm-hmm. So, their president, Rodrigo Duterte.
I don't know.
Yeah, 74 years old, right? Mm-hmm. He's a heterosexual man. You know, he's married to a wall man.
Okay.
Well, recently, he was in Japan having a little speechy poo in Tokyo. And he accused his political opponent and critic, Senator Antonio Chariata, of being gay. And I guess it kind of got thrown back on him a little bit. He admitted himself that he used to be gay.
Really? Like engaged in the sexual
relations? He says, although he is straight, he used to be gay.
Well, all right. Well, how did he, and I'm putting this in quotes, folks, how did he cure himself?
I'm glad you asked. He said he was gay and cured himself of homosexuality simply by marrying his wife.
Now, I'm no doctor. I'm no psychologist.
Uh-huh.
I'm not much of anything at all.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that's how it works. I think once you're gay, you're just gay. That's,
I've always thought that, too.
You're gay.
It's
gay guy.
It's ding-dong or no ding-dong. If you're a girl, it's, you know, it's either or no. But apparently his wife is so hot, she made him straight.
Again, I just, I don't think that's how it works. Maybe he likes to swing both ways.
Ah.
You know?
So he's bisexual. I got a message, by the way.
Yeah.
I've known people that have, I had a friend of mine a long time ago that she was, she only dated women, only slept with women for years, and then all of a sudden she just didn't like sleeping with women anymore. Yeah.
Wow. Maybe she just never had ding dong and then she tried it out. She's like, I like that a lot better.
No, ding dong was sandwiched in between women.
I also had a friend that went through a gay phase. Yeah. And I believed that back then. But now as an older, smarter, more educated man, he didn't go through a gay phase. He just ignored that he was gay.
I know someone that said that they were really unhappy with their life.
Uh-huh.
They're a straight guy.
Yeah.
And thought maybe, like, was so confused.
Yeah.
And was like, maybe...
Bi-curious.
Maybe I should just try a dude.
Why not?
Made out with a guy.
Yeah.
I think let that guy, you know, exercise the spirits out of him. And then it was like, this isn't for me. And did that, like, in his 20s. One time.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
I mean, it would have been more weird
but he was like, nope, I like women.
It'd been a little bit more weird if he did it like three times to be sure. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I don't know. Do it again. All right. One more time. Yeah, I'm not gay. Yeah, I don't know. Now, I have heard of guys that were like confused and same thing, but I don't know if they went all the way. I had a friend that was a friend of a friend, actually, but he was kind of on the ropes, like he found himself attracted to men and women.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, like, he kissed a dude at a party and immediately said, I didn't like that at all. So,
yeah.
So I'm not gay. I just think guys look good sometimes. Huh.
That's fair. It's a spectrum, man.
I've said this too. I've said that I can comfortably say if a woman or a guy is attractive, but I have no desire to be with a guy at all. Like, I'm 100% hetero.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not, like...
Well, you're not blind.
Right.
I hate it. Oh, this bothers me so much. When, if I'll ask a guy if another guy's good looking, like,
yeah,
if they're talking about the friend, and I'm like, oh, is he a good looking dude? And he goes, I don't know. I'm like, what do you mean you don't know? You have eyes.
Yeah.
And they go, I don't know. I like girls. I say, shut up, dude. Like, is it a good-looking person?
You sound like a homophobic jerk when
exactly.
you say stuff like that. Yeah.
You know, if I was like, is your friend ugly? They'd be like, oh, yeah, hideous. I'm like, well, then you can tell me if he's good-looking.
Nah, man.
I hate it when guys do that.
Just be honest. Like, when you showed me your little middle school sweetheart the other day. And you.
Oh, that was college, dude.
Or was it college?
That was my first kiss.
Your first kiss was in college?
Yeah. Not gross.
Shut
up! Jesus Christ. I was 18.
Your first kiss was at 18?
Yeah.
My goodness.
God damn, Drew Barrymore, never been kissed. What is
Sorry.
Wrong with you? Oh, my God.
I waited because no one wanted to kiss me.
You waited. It was all on you.
By default. Yeah, it was very sweet. I liked him.
You had no opportunities in the...
None.
None?
I think I held a guy's hand once when I was 16 for like 10 seconds.
Oh,
because I was lost in the dark.
And look what you've turned into now. There's a raging slut. Isn't that great?
So great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get at her, guys. She's on Grindr. Tinder. I meant to say Tinder. Sorry to
I'm not on
but
Tinder.
You said Grindr.
You're not on Tinder anymore? Bumble.
Yeah, I'm on Bumble.
Hell yeah.
And I'm on Hinge, too. What up?
What's a Hinge?
Hinge is another one that's kind of like Bumble, except you don't really swipe. You, like, send a like, and then the other person accepts your like, and then you can talk. And
So Bumble, the whole premise is the girl has the power.
No, it's the same premise as Tinder, except the girl makes the first move.
Right. So it kind of puts you in a
yeah, and
more
you have
of
to,
an
you
alpha
have
role.
To, you have to send a message within 24 hours after you match, otherwise it disappears.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool, too.
So it kind of puts the pressure on. It's good. It gets things moving, you know?
Yeah. Like a bowel movement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind Bumble. Hinge is all right, I guess. I don't know. It's been...
How's the scene been for you? I mean, you've been active? What's going on with you?
I mean, I'm active in that I'm swiping and I'm clicking.
You know, going anywhere with anybody?
I mean, you know, I've been on a few...
Yeah?
Dates.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
all right.
Baby.
You did any exorcisms or anything?
That's going to be a big fat no.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.